All right, wrestling fans, it is time for Pro Wrestling America. I am Southern Dynamite, the promoter, owner, and booker of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week, we're coming to you from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. Couple of bookkeeping notes. J.J. Dillon has signed a contract extension to continue managing his stable of top contenders for that Illinois heavyweight title and also for the American tag team titles as well. But we do say goodbye to Mance Warner. And we unfortunately see that happening after his match against Colorful Sting last week. He decided he did not want a contract extension. We have 10 big matches for you on PWA this week, including a rematch from last week. Television title on the line, Brickhouse Brown defending the title again against Iron Mike Sharp. And then the main event, World Heavyweight title on the line. Great Muta defending the title against the former American Heavyweight champion, Stone Cold Steve Austin. With Austin having just lost the title last week, the match was already signed against Muta so that he would have this match once again. But we start off. First match, Bugsy McGraw facing off against Facade. And Facade tries to keep Bugsy off balance throughout the match. Facade bounces off the middle rope for a flying cutter, but Bugsy throws him off. Bugsy keeps the upper hand until Billy Travis rushes the ring. He attacks Facade to cause the disqualification. Travis continues to fight with Facade until he hip tosses him over the top rope onto the floor. Travis celebrates until Bugsy nails him with a running headbutt. Travis staggers back into a corner. Bugsy rushes into the corner with an avalanche splash. Facade climbs back onto the ring apron. As Bugsy celebrates, Facade springboards into a flying leg drop onto a prone Billy Travis. Bugsy turns around to see Facade rolling out of the ring. Facade gets the win by disqualification in a time of 12 minutes, 46 seconds. Billy Travis sticking his nose into it, but I think Travis may understand that he stuck his nose in the wrong place. Next match has the television title on the line. Rematch from last week's time limit draw. Brickhouse Brown defending against Iron Mike Sharp. And another great match between these two. It is going so well. The fans are so into it. But the bell rings suddenly. Sharp has Brickhouse down for a two count. A two count. Tommy Young's arm is coming down for the third count when the time limit expires once again. Brickhouse Brown barely holds on to his title with a time limit draw. And Sharp is extremely irritated and takes it out for a little bit, loading the brace and nailing Brickhouse over and over again with it, leaving Brickhouse a bloody mess in the ring. After that gets cleaned up, we have a couple of quick matches. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Dwayne Gill, and Gilbert quickly defeats Gill with a pile driver in a time of 3 minutes 18 seconds. Chris Candido comes out and faces off against Dexter Poindexter. And Candido has an easy match against Poindexter, winning with the Suicide Blonde in a minute 18 seconds. Now we have a great match set up from really the last 2 weeks. Iceman King Parsons has faced both of these guys in the last 2 weeks. Cactus Jack and Dan Spivey. And Spivey and Jack brawl inside the ring. Jack throws Spivey out of the ring and slams his head into the ring post. He sets up a chair and puts Spivey into the chair. Jack climbs back onto the ring apron and comes off with a running somersault leg drop onto the chair. Spivey moves out of the way and Jack flattens the chair. Spivey drills Jack through the chair once again with a powerbomb before throwing him back into the ring to pick up the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 47 seconds. Your winner is Dan Spivey. Next match has NWO Sting facing off against Billy Travis. And the match is going fine. It's a ho-hum match between these two. Until Facade makes an appearance on the entrance ramp. Travis goes out to fight with him and gets himself counted out. Your winner by countout in a time of 9 minutes 47 seconds is NWO Sting. Now we have the other Sting. Colorful Sting facing off against Billy Gunn. And Sting and Gunn have a great match. Sting moves out of the way of the Famouser before dropping Gunn with the Scorpion Death Drop for the pin in a time of 16 minutes 52 seconds. After the match, Gilbert and Daniels rush the ring and attack Gunn. Sting starts to help Gunn, but the other Sting descends from the rafters and attacks Sting once again with a baseball bat. The Stings battle back to the dressing room while the American Tag Team Champions beat Gunn down until drilling him into the mat with the Spike Piledriver. Where's Jesse James Armstrong? He's not in the building this week. Gunn was all by himself. All right, next match. Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart facing off against the Lightning Express, Brad Armstrong and Tim Horner. And the Lightning Express get an impressive win over the tag team that have been identifying themselves as the number one contender for the American Tag Team titles, as Horner pins Black Bart after a double suplex in a time of 5 minutes, 59 seconds. Trying not to be outdone in this, the next match has Bad Company facing off against Honky Tonk Man and Iceman King Parsons. Parsons has the match won after the butt thump on Tanaka, but Hart climbs onto the ring apron to argue with Nick Patrick. Diamond climbs into the ring and nails Parsons with a pair of brass knuckles. Tanaka climbs the turnbuckle and comes off with a flying splash for the pin in a time of 5 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winner, Bad Company. Now here we are. World heavyweight title on the line. Great Muta defending the title against Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't know if in the roster of the PWA you could ask for a bigger dream match than this. Muta and Austin, both wrestlers that I extremely admire. Always enjoyed Great Muta, always enjoyed Stone Cold Steve Austin. Not so much Stunning Steve and the Hollywood Blondes, but that's a whole different story. But Muta and Austin have a great match. The Sheik makes an appearance at ringside. Raven also makes an appearance. Austin comes off the ropes with a Thesz Press, but Sheik trips him while Raven has David Manning distracted. As Austin tries to get back to his feet, Muta nails him with the Shining Wizard for the pin to keep the title in a time of 25 minutes, 3 seconds. Now, last week we talked about the world champion and the world tag team champions both now being MCW wrestlers. And what bad news this could be. And this is exactly what happens. You have the Sheik and Raven, the promoter and head booker for Motor City Wrestling, making sure that Muta keeps the title, that it doesn't come back to the PWA and Stone Cold Steve Austin. So now Austin has an automatic rematch with Williams for the American Heavyweight title, but now has Motor City Wrestling just declared war on the Rattlesnake. I would not want to be them right now. But Muta, Sheik, and Raven all celebrate as the crowd boos terribly. And that's how we end this week in Pro Wrestling America. Great Muta is still your world heavyweight champion with a little bit of help from his friends. And we'll have to see what happens next in the saga of the World Heavyweight Championship. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.